It's 6:45 on breakfast, and Matt Bevan joins us again. Can't get enough of you this morning, Matt.
And I found a microphone this time.
Yeah, that's very good. What's making headlines around the world?
Fran, I want to ask you a question. How long do you think you can hold a grudge?
Oh, I thought you were going to say hold my breath.
I don't think I can hold
it
that long.
I'm not a
real
grudge holder.
No, but the interesting thing this morning, Fran, is an old story from New Jersey is big in American news over the last 24 hours. In 2004, a billionaire real estate developer by the name of Charles Kushner was thrown in jail in New Jersey for a number of offences, including tax evasion and witness tampering. According to the New York Times, Charles Kushner, who was a major donor to the Democratic Party, attempted to compromise a witness in a campaign finance investigation by luring him into a honey trap. Here's CNN.
In a sordid revenge plot, Charles Kushner hired a prostitute to lure his sister's husband into having sex in a motel room. The encounter was taped, and Charles Kushner sent the tape to his sister. It didn't work. Charles Kushner pleaded guilty to multiple counts and was sentenced to 2 years in prison.
That was such a high-profile case that it helped accelerate the political career of the prosecutor, whose name was Chris Christie. Chris Christie is now the governor of New Jersey and one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters. Christie was appointed as the head of Donald Trump's transition team just as the election was happening. But soon after the election, he was fired. The man who apparently was behind the firing was Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is 35 years old, married to Ivanka Trump, and is the son of Charles Kushner, the real estate billionaire who was jailed.
So the circle is closed.
Yeah. Jared Kushner has now gone on what various sources, including the New York Times and MSNBC, have referred to as a purge of anyone close to Christie. Here's Mike Rogers, one of the people who was fired, speaking to CNN overnight.
I think they just weren't comfortable with those folks that had been brought on by Mr. Christie and wanted to go in a different direction. So they did. I think we're going to be okay. This is just the choppy waters getting into the bay.
Mike Rogers speaking to CNN. He's
very generous of him, I thought.
Yeah. Very sanguine. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has denied that it's a purge driven by a 12-year-old grudge, but that doesn't stop it being a great story, Fran. The makeup of Donald Trump's cabinet is still unclear. Ted Cruz had a meeting in Trump Tower, but was cagey about whether he had been offered a gig.
I'm eager to work with the new president in whatever capacity I can have the greatest impact defending the principles that I was elected to defend, defending the principles of freedom, defending the Constitution.
That's Ted Cruz there. And speaking to Fox News, there's speculation that Ted Cruz is going to be the Attorney General. But it remains to be seen whether
that would
you
be
can.
Incredible.
It would be. It remains to be seen whether you can have an Attorney General the president has referred to in this way.
It's LYIN! Lion Ted, the Bible held high. He puts it down and then he lies.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump, water under the bridge, I guess. And yeah, like the comments about Ted Cruz's wife, weren't there?
Yeah, there was comments about Ted Cruz's wife and whether she was good looking and whether his father had been involved in the Kennedy assassination. Yeah.
So, well, they don't hold grudges. Clearly, Ted Cruz doesn't hold a grudge.
No, clearly Ted Cruz has forgotten all about it unless he's trying to wait to get in on the inside. Anyway, meanwhile, the Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, said today that Trump's policy advisers are discussing bringing in a registry of immigrants living in America from Muslim-majority countries. Trump Super PAC spokesman Carl Higbee told Fox News that there is a precedent for this idea.
We've done it with Iran back a while ago. We did it during World War II with Japanese, which, call it what you
Come
will,
on.
maybe
you're
wrong.
You're not proposing we go back to the days of internment camps, I hope.
No. I'm not proposing that at all, Megan.
Citing Japanese internment camps as precedent for anything the president-elect is going to do.
Look, the president needs to protect America first.
That's Trump surrogate Carl Higbee speaking to Megyn Kelly on Fox News. Now, of course, small history lesson.
I'm with Megyn.
Yeah. President Ronald Reagan apologized for America's Japanese internment camps in 1988, by the way. Meanwhile, anti-Trump protests are continuing and Texas-based conservative commentator Chad Prather has jumped on Fox News to do a bit of armchair philosophy.
These kids have gotten trophies for everything in life. Mm-hmm. They've never heard the word no. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to feel good all of the time. And when something doesn't go your way, now they don't have the ability to process that.
Right.
How do I deal with disappointment? How do I deal with rejection?
People who are, you know, curled up in a fetal position, rocking back and forth, sucking their thumb, humming Jesus Loves Me. They have no idea what the process is all about or what they're doing or why they're mad.
Bit of long distance psychology there from Texas-based conservative commentator Chad Prather there.
There's going to be an awful lot of this going on.
It's an interesting time in America.
So let's all settle. Matt, thank you very much. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.